you seem that you send off to a socialism 101 every morning, being convinced that some talking head on that one-eyed monster is looking out for you. And then he says, I look out for myself. Thank you very kindly. See, Coach sounds like me. I don't need nobody looking out for me. I've always, man, if I get hungry, I'm going to go and ask somebody, can I do some work and so that I can feed my children? I'm not going to sit around there and wait a minute. One of the letters going around the internet this week, Mark, black people talking about we need reparations.
Oh, they bring that up again?
Man, they bringing that up big time. Reparations. I tell you what you give them. Give them a whip if you don't get out and put your butt to work.
They can work in the military. Why don't they go overseas?
And going over there and clean up all that garbage you're blowing up over there. Coach goes on and says, but at least the kids have an excuse. They trusted their mommy and daddy. They knew that mommy and daddy would never send them to a place that taught them things that were not true. And then he quotes and he says, my mom and dad would never let anyone poison my soul. They love me so much. Look at all the things that they bought for me. They went to the same school as me, and everything turned out fine with them. This is my comment. You none-thinking little rascal, you better start thinking because your mom and daddy have given in to the big screen. That's what that's about. But Coach asks, or did they? And then he says, are these folks who sit around and slurp up everything that is regurgitated on Fox, he calls it F-A-U-X news, are the same folks who heard Rush admit that he had been carrying water for the Republicans, yet still trust what he says today? And then he says, can they tap their foot and sing their favorite Michael Jackson song as Larry King pontificates on the tragic loss of a great American idol? Now, Coach gets bold when he says, Michael Jackson was pathetic. I'm in agreement. Then he says, he wasn't great. Listen to me, Christians. In another time, he would have been written off as the freak that he was. See, here's a man speaking like a man. I know a freak when I see a freak, because sometimes I feel like a freak. And that's when I got to pray, lest I become a freak. And those of you that don't believe me, you don't pray. You a freak already, and you lying. But this freak didn't pray. Because he, just like Jimi Hendrix and the rest of the freakdoms that play music and smoke that stuff, are the worst kind of examples. But let me continue to read. He was the only man who ever lived that was born a handsome black boy and died an emaciated white man. Oh, I know he's right about it. You could laugh out loud, Mark. I know. Yes. Born. Because Michael Jackson.
I'm holding in my laugh because I want people listening to get the full impact of the words. It's reading a letter like that. You know, it's the words and the impact of if anybody's involved in that and they're so deep into it, they need a wake-up call.
Yes.
About, you know. I mean, I like my TV shows, but I don't let that get in the way of turning everything off so I can hear God.
Right on.
I mean, if I drive to work and I got a pretty long ride to work, I don't turn the radio on all the time because I just want to be driving and so I can hear that small voice speak to me and tell me, Mark, you're wrong. Mark, you did okay. Mark, you're wrong. You did okay.
You know what? Right under that YouTube clip called A Call to Anguish by David Wilkerson, I got another clip. I got a picture of Betty Boop and her husband, Frederick. And I want you to listen to it because Betty Boop wrote a book. And Betty wrote a book. And I read the article. And when you listen to the article starts off with a lie. And I, just like Coach did, said, wait a minute, are you kidding me? This woman doesn't have an earned doctor's degree, nor does her husband. So whatever she says about anything is illegitimate from day one. What are you listening to any of these people for?
Paper mill.
Then demand a paper mill degree, and she's calling herself Dr. Betty Price? Disgusting. Her husband is no apostle. He's an apostate. What are you even doing thinking about buying her book? I started to read the article. I had never finished reading the article the first time. I was doing the webcast in my studio. A brother from the Bible study was here. He heard it. He says, man, you made me think about these people like I never had before. I said, because you've been lulled asleep by the crap that they have in their lives, their money. Because a person is a millionaire does not mean that that person is good and righteous. Al Capone is not going to heaven. He was a murderous criminal thug, just like Tupac Shakur was, just like Biggie Small was. These people are not going to heaven. Michael Jackson, well, let me continue to read this thing here. Man, don't, hey man, Coach says it all for me. And don't call Coach a racist either, because he's no racist. I'm black and he's white. And why is it that our brains are running together? Somebody's thinking here, and the other folk ain't thinking at all. And when you wake up and gonna be running the streets and ain't got nothing to eat, and folk gonna be shooting at you behind, you gonna know that we told you that you threw this whole darn country away. Just stupid, ignorant selves. But anyhow, let me, and I'm not talking to you that won't agree with what I'm saying. Because I'm talking to the ones that just want to fuss with me.
The stiff neck people. Fool, as the Bible says.
Right. I'm fussing with no stiff neck. Either you a Christian or you are not. And this webcast is not produced to make you feel good. Coach goes on and says, let me repeat that. It said he was the only man who ever lived that was born a handsome black boy and died an emaciated white man. And then he said his children are white because they are not his children. He's right. That's why when you look at his children and say, well, those are Michael's, Prince Michael. And come on.
He had nothing to do with that.
You can look at this. Look, I know because I have two mixed breed grandchildren. And you can see blackness in them and Mexican in them. Now, I'm not looking at no fool 100% Mexican when I look at my grandson or my granddaughter, nor am I looking at, and when I had my children, I wasn't looking at no fool 100% black person. I was looking at a black person mixed in with some Filipina. Now, when you look at Michael Jackson's children, what do you see? You see nothing black because they're not black, they're white. And then Coach goes on and says, the king of pedophilia was a homosexual with a perverted desire for Billy Joe rather than Billie Jean. Ooh, Coach, go on, man. Well, I like that one, too.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh. Here's another one. He mutilated his body with over a dozen plastic surgeries, ate pills more regularly than food, because, as Mark told me, they didn't find no food in his stomach.
There was no food in his stomach.
When they did the autopsy.
Just a couple of pills that had been digested.
See, man, this is a crying shame. A human. And man, if I die tonight, you're going to find some lumpia and some brown rice floating around in my belly. Because that's what I had tonight. And you're not going to find no dope floating in me. What's the matter with you? Then Coach said he had a body that resembled a pincushion from drug injections, and at his death owed others more than $500 million. Now, I'm telling you, that's like I might watch that fiasco of a funeral. Don't ask me if I watch it.
Your head would have exploded, Pastor.
Man, I live in Los Angeles. I wouldn't even waste my time, my intellect, looking at a piece of crap like that and them crappy people in there lying and the media putting it all over the country, distracting your minds while your stupid butt-looking president, because this picture, he looking at that woman's butt in that red dress, along with the French president. This whole nation then went to hell.
Craziness.
Man, this is craziness. I never thought that I would see this in my days. Wait a minute. Then he says, yet your anesthesiological media stopped the process of round-the-clock coverage of this so-called great man's self-induced passing while our brave young men are dying in the defense of this nation. Our Congress pauses for a moment of silence for a man who at his death more resembled a scarecrow.
That's right.
Can you believe that? And man, you got brave American soldiers over there And, man, the news media shouldn't given that whole thing 10 seconds. They just should have said, rock singer, King of Pop is dead at 50. Let's go to the next story. That's all they should have said. And then if anybody asked why, they said, oh, call his mama. I'm serious. This is nuts. Well, they did the same thing for Elvis. Same kind of sin. Listen to this. Now Coach is talking about my community. He says, Black America is celebrating his life. Let's get this right. Not all Black America.
Not all. Celebrated that life.
No. Only the non-thinking, stupid ignoramuses that probably voted for that, you know, booty-watching president that we got. See, the president is supposed to know that the camera's on him at all times. I recall when George Bush became the president, he took special classes in etiquette. He needed it real poorly. But they had to teach him how to act. And they say, you're the chief of state.
You're
never forget.
You're a statesman,
man. You can't do that. But you know why he did it, ladies and gentlemen? Because that's what he is. Now, I've already spoken with one Black Christian that, know what he said? Well, when John McCain was running, he looked at Sarah Palin's behind. Man, don't be doing that. This is the chief of state. How you gonna not look at somebody like that? Because you have a moral guideline to you. This man ain't got no moral guideline, killing Black babies right and left and looking at that. He's nothing but a whore. But anyhow, let me keep going. Coach says, what message are they sending to young Black Americans led by the Reverends L and Jesse?
Please.
I'll tell you what it is. He's trying to teach young Black Americans to extort people. That's what he's trying to teach.
The king of extortion.
The king of extortion.
Mr. Jack.
And they had him. See, that's why I wouldn't even look at it. And then he says, what is it about Michael Jackson that we want our children to emulate? His moonwalk? His physical disfigurement? His penchant of young boys? Or his Bernie Madoff lifestyle charged to the account of others? He says, no, my friends. None of that matters. It is his fame that we covet. Now, Coach is right. See, because we all want to be famous.
The idolization of it.
Yes. Man, and that's because America has no God to worship anymore. And so now what we're trying to do is we're trying to find this God to fill in the gulf of our emptiness. Our souls are empty. And then he says, in today's media craze culture, the greatest quality that one can have is recognized ability. It matters not what is inside, but only what the cover is, that the cover is familiar. Susan Boyle's voice was remarkable only because her appearance wasn't. And that's right. That was that woman from England, Mark?
Right, yeah.
That sung that
scene. Yeah, the talent show, yeah.
Right, right. And then Coach writes and says, Jackass features were outrageous.
It's a television show that you would never watch.
Okay. Jackass features are outrageous. I don't even know what that was. I thought he was talking about Jackson. And then he says, brainless acts intended to bring fame. American Idol lends notoriety not for who is for who one is, but for what one can do. Extreme Makeover was a spinoff of Wacko Jacko's life. Okay, I can understand that.
Between making over your house and making over your physical body.
Yeah, now making...
They had a bunch of shows that do that.
Wow, that's amazing. And then he says, but you have been hooked as well. All of us have, Coach says. Our sense of right and wrong has been destroyed by over-the-counter amusement. We have all swallowed the Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. Now, Coach is right when I get carried away with the Lakers. Coach is right when I get carried away with anything that is not biblical.
Right.
You know, Coach is right about that. He says, while the media focused on the death of the moonwalking, pedophilic, homosexual, crotch-grabbing pervert, the implosion of the world played backup singer to the real thriller of the times in which we live. Don't worry about bro, man. He smells a cat, literally. One passed right in front of the studio. He got good ears. And see, and I wish that many Christians were as perceptive as my Staffordshire Bull Terrier is. All right. He says, while the government media complex focus your attention on Jackson, Billy Mays, and Farrah Fawcett, listen to what he says. The House passed the largest tax increase in American history. See, while you was looking at that, the House passed the thing to kill you and your children for the rest of their lives, and the American people wasn't protesting because they all busy crying.
They were in oblivion. They didn't know about cap and trade.
They didn't even know. Second thing that happened, thousands of Iranian students were killed in the streets. That I didn't know. I only thought 20 or 30 were killed.
A lot of, because there was a blackout from that country. They blocked all electronic media.
Wow.
So anybody within that town had to either send a text message or find some other way because they blocked all internet. They blocked all Twitter, everything. They blocked it all. So if you had a camera and you knew somebody over here, that's the only way you could get that story to somebody.
There it is. And see,
so nobody knew that because it was all Michael all the time.
It's all Michael all the time. See, and that's the way that they're going to get you when they take our country from us and do us like that. Here's another one. Violence exploded in the streets of Honduras. I didn't know that either.
Because of the coup.
Wow. I didn't even know that they had one.
And their leader got put out and tried to get back in. And then our Secretary of State, Mrs. Rodham Clinton, was over there siding with him.
And the vice president of the Honduras was meeting with the John MacArthur so-called church group and praised John MacArthur for his involvement in their country.
So here are some what is that all people about? Meeting with our American dignitaries.
Yeah.
But nobody knew it because they're talking about Ed McMahon,
there you
Farrah
go.
Fawcett,
there it
Billy
is.
Mays, and Michael Jackson.
Right. By the way, who is Billy Mays? I didn't even know he died.
He was a pitch man that sells OxyClean and
That's right. The guy
with the
that
beard
was,
and the black hair.
Yeah, that a bag hit him on the head and he had a concussion and didn't know it.
He really had he died from a heart problem.
Okay.
It wasn't the bag that killed him, it was his
heart. Okay. All right, here's another one. North Korea transmitted nuclear materials around the world. Yeah, I heard they shot up a missile. Okay. Here's another one. California ran out of money. Heck, I didn't know that. I thought we was doing well.
No.
We have no money.
We are way beyond having money. They're making the employees for the state take days off. Tomorrow's a day off for them. Yeah. They have to take 3 days off during the month now.
Schwarzenegger.
To make up for the money that they can't pay.
Schwarzenegger's a rich man smoking
and the bankers are saying, we don't want your IOUs anymore. They don't mean anything to us now, so forget it.
Yep. Here's another one. China purchased more of America. Mm-hmm, I believe that. And America slinks quietly into socialism.
Nobody believes that because no one understands it and no one's ever listened to anybody talk about that. So they can't detect the words that are being said about socialism.
I got the films, man. I can show them how it worked in Hitler's Germany. All they got to do is look at it.
But they didn't know that Obama went to Russia to try to talk Putin and those guys over there to drop some of their nuclear weapons.
Right. Well, the news clip that I recall during this thing was when Obama went to Russia and talked to the president of Russia, and they signed an agreement to go over there and take over Afghanistan in one particular way or the other. I remember when the Russians was trying to conquer that country.
Right.
Now they'd made a military ploy together so both countries can go and take something that don't belong to them. This is nuts. Anyhow, Coach goes on and says, somehow, all of the attention of Michael Jackson does not seem so amusing to me. How many of you would be happy if your child turned out like Mike? That's a very good question. I like to ask the average black family that got their sons and daughters out in the middle of the street crying like a... Oh, man, this is sick.
I would say most would be okay with it because they would pad their life with the money. They would compromise everything away because if there's money to be had, they'd be okay with it.
I can prove them wrong because on the AOL news today, there's a story about a man that had won the lottery in this country, over $300 million.
Right.
And ever since he won the lottery, his wife divorced him. His granddaughter committed suicide. Somebody else in his family died of an overdose. The man had over $300 million, and he said to the news, I should have torn the ticket up the minute I bought it. Because with all that money, he has nothing.
Wow.
And is suffering tremendously. Money will not make you happy, people. You can have all the money in the world. I know some of you are listening and said it wouldn't mess with me. Yeah, because she'd leave you, just like this man's wife left him. He got all that money. She knew that if she divorced him, she'd get what she wanted and do what she wanted to do and get with the real man she wanted. This is crazy, man. But that's all right. Let's keep looking at this. Let me ask you a few questions. Who decided the Michael Jackson story would be big news? Who determines which stories make it into your living room? What stories are they not telling you about, and why? And when a pathetic man like Michael Jackson is hailed as a great, what message are you sending to our children? Then he says, I remember a conversation that I had with a wise old farmer one day as I visited with him at church. He says, what gift do you most wish that you could give your son? I ask him. His deep brown eyes burned into me as he pursed his lips. Honestly, he declared, you don't bury honesty. It makes the minister's job easier at the wake. So he said that he would give him honesty because you don't bury honesty. See, honesty is something that's looking right at you in the face, Mark.
Yes.
Honesty is something that everybody understands. An honest person. That's how come I can't stand a pimp, lying preacher. I can't stand that. The Bible says, for what should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world? Ask Mikey. And lose his own soul. Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Then he has a quote here about fame. He says, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to learn how to fly high. I feel it coming together. People will see me and cry. Fame. I'm going to make it to heaven. Lift up the sky like a flame. Fame. I'm going to live forever. Baby, remember my name. Forever, forever, forever. Then he says, amusement is the happiness of those who cannot think. Who wrote that? Alexander Pope. And then he ends up and says, what a shame. See, and you know what? I just want to share with you. Oh, and Coach Dave Dubenmeyer is founder and president of Pass the Salt Ministries, www.ptsalt.com, and Minuteman United is the host of a high-octane Pass the Salt radio show heard in Columbus, Ohio. In 1999, Coach Dubenmeyer was sued by the ACLU for praying with his team while coaching a high school in Ohio. He now spends his energy fighting for Christian principles in the public domain. It's a good job. He's doing a good job. He's writing well. I really love his tenacity, the way he talks about things. He is truly a dedicated disciple. Just like to share something with you before Mark and I continue in our webcast, that if you scroll down on the web page, got this up, Pornos and Porneo Part 1 and Part 2. Want you to look at that. I think there are two video clips, especially for you Christian men and women that think that you can go out there and go to bed with people. I put it up, and Mark knows why I put it up, because, yes, you know, I have conversations with people.
A lot of conversations.
And man, they just...
Very specific, too, folks.
Very specific.
That's just general stuff, like, you know...
Yeah.
Very specific words.